Well, I knew it was much more than a hunch. Cindy Brady, clearly. An Illuminati tranny. You're joking. I know you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, but that's Cindy Brady. Surely that cannot be a little boy. Why would they do this? Why would they do it? The media is controlled by the Freemasonic Illuminati elite, and the television itself was invented to deceive us right in the comfort of our own homes, with the image of the New World Order, new species of humanity. They want to destroy humanity as we are now, created in the image of God. They want to recreate us in the image of the beast. Yeah, I mean, these two right here look like a bunch of trannies to me. Look like a couple of trannies. It's kind of interesting. The Brady Bunch, you could almost see this entire show as a microcosm of the Illuminati agenda to destroy the human race. You got the male over here. You got the female over here. And they're going to combine them, right? What are the lyrics to the song? Three lovely girls. The youngest one in curls. The tranny. There was a tranny in curls. Three boys of his own. Four men living all together. Yet they were all alone. The lady met the fellow. They knew it was much more than a hunch. This group must somehow form a family. And that's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. So you got it right there, the Brady Bunch. The male and the female, the Baphomet, androgyny. This is the Baphomet. The male and the female coming together to form the Brady Bunch, the Illuminati, with Alice in the middle. You almost don't need a whole lot more transvestigation than what we have here. And this is one of those shows, you know, when I was a kid, I'd come home from school. You watch this after school every day, right? Innocent family entertainment. I mean, that's an Illuminati tranny right there. Demonically possessed transgendered entity. What better role to play than the wholesome mother of this hybrid family on that TV show? You know, it's all deception. It's all lies and deception. Things are not what they seem. Things are not what they appear. Got the little Baphomet goat horn thing going on. Devil horns. Yeah, I could see this one drinking blood.
Oh.
You may have nightmares tonight, okay? The clown mask. Oh, no, look at this. The Freemason sign. That's what it is, right? 666, secret, and the thinking man thing. She's got the Natalie Portman look. The Natalie Portman Egyptian look with her little Adam's apple. All right. This is a man. Nose job. Facial work. And that big fake smile. Here you go again. See the Adam's apple. I mean, anyone who does this kind of pose over and over, it looks fake, right? It's just fake and evil. Egyptian. Egyptian hybrid cloning and breeding program. It's been going on for hundreds of years. She's got a very masculine jawline. Alice cannot be a tranny. I mean, good old Alice. If there's one thing you can rely on in this world, it's Alice. The loving and trusted housekeeper. You could always rely on Alice. She was always a voice of reason. Alice was a man. Come to your own conclusions, but trust your eyes. I know your brain is telling you, no, it can't be true. You're in denial. You're in denial. The trannies are coming. Oh, no. The trannies are coming. Now, this one has the, see, a bit of a male body going on, right? So this one's a tranny. Marcia Brady was a tranny. Laverne and Shirley, another one. Look at this one, Laverne and Shirley. All these shows we used to come home from school and watch after school. Laverne and Shirley, look at that. That was then, this is now. What happened? What is that on the right? That's something out of the Book of Revelations, man. That's something that crawls out of the abyss. Look at that. A little sign of the Baphomet going on there too, huh? This is the Beast of Revelation. Look at the male torso, straight up and down. Male torso above the waist, both of them, both of them. Male jaw, okay? That's all you need to know, right there. the body. They're not huge muscular creatures, but they're Illuminati trannies. It's got the fake chin going on. All kinds of surgery, man. Plastic surgery disaster. Big old mouths. Got the Rolling Stone mouth going on. Look at that. What a travesty. Yeah, the other one on the right, kind of the same look, you know. Just a weird thing. The thing that should not be. Got the little ice cream thing going on, right? The spirit cooking ice cream for dessert. There it is. Yeah, big old jaw. They run into some troubles as they get older. They're still experimenting, you know. This genetic engineering experiment is still going on. They're still trying to iron out the bugs. Still trying to tweak it. Still performing experiments on people to get it just right. The new breed of humanity. You know, most people wouldn't know. I guess, you know, that's maybe why they got that little purple thing around the Adam's apple there. Long arms. The long arm of the tranny. Now, what is that sign? I don't even know what that means. The Laverne and Shirley. What are they doing there? It's like some kind of witchcraft deal, you know? That's kind of scary. Oh! The 666. The 666. It's okay. It's just a 666. The number of the beast. Nothing to worry about. There's a tranny. Like a guest, they had all these tranny guest stars, too. You know? Lenny and Squiggy. A couple of vampires, it looks like there. Don't know who those people are, but, you know, I mean, whoa. Whoa. Oh, Tina Louise. It's Tina Louise. All right, you still don't believe that's a tranny?
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip. Started from some tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
There she is as she got older. Turned into Gollum. She turned into the creature from the Black Lagoon. Well, that's what happens, man. Look at that. That is a demonic deceiving spirit right there. That is your ginger, all right? Do you still like ginger? Do you still think ginger's hot, man? I mean, what is that? What is that? That's an Illuminati tranny right there. No more lies, no more deception. Tina Louise, the big old jaw. Tina Louise is a tranny. A cabaret tranny, too. Give you that one. So there they are. You come home after school. You're a little 8-year-old kid. It's Tranny Fantasy Island, isn't it? Tranny Island. Bob Denver. There's John Ritter worshiping Satan with a couple of trannies, man. Interesting in the show, didn't he? He was pretending to be gay, right? So he could live with these two trannies. Kind of a strange scenario there. And then they kept getting the replacement trannies, too. You know, they'd quit the show or whatever. They get the replacement trannies. This one was going to play Suzanne Summers' role in a movie version. And she's huge. You got to get a tranny to play the tranny. That's just one of the rules. There she is, Three's Company. Devil horns. Three's Company. Three trannies are company. Hiding in plain sight. Right in front of our eyes. The Brady Bunch. The Tranny Bunch. Laverne and Shirley. Three's Company. Gilligan's Island.
The Tranny Bunch. The Tranny Bunch. That's the way.